Have you ever heard of Kristen Pawker? She is a psychologist who has studied how children form their attitudes about different racial and ethnic groups. Her work was recently highlighted in an absolutely riveting article in the June 30th New York Times. I strongly recommend that listeners either read the article online or find it at their local library. Page 1 in the Sunday Review. Growing up in Hawaii, Dr. Pawker was surprised to discover the self-segregation of students when she attended college at Dartmouth in 1998. In Hawaii, there are many different ethnic groups, and intergroup interaction is much more prevalent than at Dartmouth. At Dartmouth, people just wanted to pigeonhole her. She was constantly confronted with questions like, "What are you?" As in, "Are you Japanese? Are you Native Hawaiian?" etc. She's actually half Japanese, half white European. Early in her professional career, she conducted research that revealed that if you take a fairly representative group of white Americans, her samples were kids from the Boston suburbs, between the ages of 4 and 11, they form pretty strong, solid feelings about the general nature of people from different races. Blacks are aggressive, but good at basketball. Asians are submissive, but good at math. When she returned to Hawaii, she engaged in the same kind of study, only to find out that Hawaiian kids did not generalize about people based on the color of their skin. The Times article can be partially summarized by its headline: "Want to be less racist? Move to Hawaii." The reason average Hawaiians tend not to make judgments based solely on the color of another person's skin is explained by some important history since World War II. In the late 20th century, Hawaiian workers got involved in multiracial union organizing. The plantation owners had recruited many different ethnic groups to work in the fruit industries so that these different groups would be divided and thus less likely to make common cause. In response, union organizers made sure that each and every ethnic group, Japanese, Chinese, Filipino, Korean, Puerto Rican, Portuguese, was represented in the union's hierarchy. As the workers made common cause, they recognized the humanity of all the other ethnic groups. The natural mixing that occurs when the powers that be don't forcibly restrict it created the rainbow of ethnicities and mixed-race individuals that make up the population of Hawaii today. In a fascinating section of the article, the journalist notes that even whites from the mainland who come to Hawaii begin to evidence a decline in the racial stereotyping that seems to be a curse that most whites from the mainland need to struggle against. In these scary times, when Donald Trump and his enablers in the Republican Party are stirring up the racial stereotyping that is just below the surface within the souls of too many of our fellow citizens, it is heartwarming to read such a detailed article. Now, to most mainlanders, Hawaii is just a vacation destination. The fact that it may be a laboratory for unlearning the racism that has stamped the U.S. from the days it was used to justify chattel slavery was news to me as a non-expert in psychology. It made me want to read more about Kristen Pawker and perhaps read her work as well. It also made me just a tad more optimistic about the future of our country. Hawaii, with its rather large mixed-race population, almost 25%, may portend a future trend away from racism on the mainland as the percentage of the mainland population identifying as mixed race rises. Once again, I urge everyone, take the time to read that article. It also has some great pictures of 21 Hawaiians. Try and guess the ethnicities of the ones not revealed in captions.